This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Hello and welcome. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. Check this out. Texas suing drug companies right here on the Austin American Statesman. I picked up this newspaper when I was filling up with gas the other day. Probably the only time I actually buy a mainstream media newspaper in a gas station. But I saw this front cover. I couldn't resist it. Number one, it shows that the mainstream media is actually starting to report on this, how the drug companies are criminal operations. In this case, this is about the Risperdal drug, which the Texas State Attorney General Greg Abbott says was misleadingly marketed and promoted, and that the company Johnson & Johnson, whose subsidiary sold Risperdal, owes the state of Texas $1 billion. A billion with a B. Hey, that's nothing. They should go work for Wall Street, and then they can claim trillions. But in Texas, $1 billion still goes a long way. So what's the deal with this story? Well, let me read you from the story. Texas says that the drug company misled it about the side effects of the drug and the benefits of the drug, as well as bribing doctors and trying to bypass competitive pricing with other generic drugs that do essentially the same thing. As the Austin American Statesman newspaper reports, this drug, Risperdal, has been, quote, linked to increased risk of strokes and death in elderly dementia patients, seizures, major weight gain, yeah, like walking around with an extra 50 pounds, onset of diabetes, and potentially fatal high blood sugar, plus many other common side effects. These are all side effects that will get diagnosed as disease and then result in the prescription of more high profit drugs to the people of Texas. So this is Big Pharma's way of using Texans as guinea pigs so they can make more money by keeping people sick. Yeah, and kudos to Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott for going after these companies. You know what? Johnson & Johnson commits so many felony crimes across America on a regular basis. It's just sickening. All these other drug companies do the same thing. They get out of these crimes by settling with the states, where they agree to a settlement where, okay, we'll pay you $1 billion, let's say, but then we don't admit to committing any crime. The reason this happens, and this happens over and over and over again, Pfizer, same thing. Pfizer actually set up a shell corporation to take the felony charge that it committed serious crimes in marketing its drugs, and then the shell corporation took the felony hit so that Pfizer could continue to sell its drugs to the federal government. You see, corporations that are convicted of felony crimes can no longer participate in Medicare programs. So what these drug companies do is they make these settlements where they don't have to admit to any crimes, and then they just keep committing the same crimes over and over and over again, hoping they never get caught. But more and more states are catching these drug companies. In fact, in October of 2010, Louisiana got a positive ruling and expects to receive $258 million from Johnson & Johnson for violating the state's Medicaid Fraud Act. Yep. Fraud is a word that comes up a lot when you talk about drug companies and how they misrepresent their products to try to get state money and federal money. South Carolina issued an order for the defendants, that's Pfizer, to pay $327 million, this was last year in 2011, plus $73 million in legal expenses for the misrepresentation of the side effects of Risperdal. There's more to this story, as the newspaper here reports. Some of the charges that the Texas State Attorney General is leveling against Johnson & Johnson is that the company misrepresented the drug's effectiveness and the superiority over other drugs. That's part of the state's allegations. It also outlines allegations of kickbacks, quote, money going directly to key decision makers. Well, that's called bribery, folks. Bribery and corruption. Gee, that never happens in the drug industry, trying to influence state legislators, does it? Really? Does it? No way. Well, it happened in Texas. In fact, some of these doctors got paid all kinds of money to fly around the country urging other doctors to use Risperdal. Basically, these are medical doctor whores. pay them money and they will go say anything you want them to say because they are total whore, scum, minions of the pharmaceutical industry. People with no ethics, no moral compass, but they'll do anything for a dollar, including bowing down to the drug company's interests. Now, remember, all this is going on even as these drugs are harming people. So while these whore, criminal, scum doctors are making hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to run around the state of Texas and the country to urge more people to prescribe this drug and take this drug, children are being harmed by it, and senior citizens are being harmed and in some cases killed by it. So you see, these doctors, they don't care how many people die. They don't care. As long as they're making the money, boy, it feeds their ego and it pays for their Mercedes-Benz and it pays for their big mansion somewhere, and it keeps them rolling in the money. They don't care how many people are harmed by it. That is indicative of today's conventional medical system. It's full of criminals, just like Wall Street. And some of these criminals are about to be brought to justice, and it's about time. I do not know of any major pharmaceutical company that isn't guilty of committing felony crimes over and over again in America. In fact, if we had any honest justice system in this country, we should have, in fact, the FBI conduct armed raids of every major drug company in America, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and all the others, Merck especially, and we should indict their corporate CEOs for multiple felony counts, crimes against humanity, for the poisoning of our environment, for misrepresenting their products, for bribery, corruption, the harming of children, the using of children as medical experiments, and so on and so forth. These people should spend their lives behind bars, if not worse. I mean, they have sentenced children to death through vaccines, for example. I think perhaps we should consider the death penalty for these corporate CEOs, but that's a state-by-state case. What is clear is that these are criminals we're dealing with. They're not out to help you. Wake up, folks. Drug companies aren't out to help you. They're out to take your money, to keep you sick, so you keep coming back for more and more business. They're going to rip off your state. They're going to rip off your federal government. They're going to rip you off. They're going to leave you bankrupt, even as you're dying and taking your last breath in a hospital, doped up full of drugs that are patented and sold at monopoly prices, sometimes are 60,000% above the cost of the raw ingredients used to make those drugs. That's the kind of criminality that we are dealing with in America today. And Texas, for one, has had enough of it. Texas suing the drug companies. Go, Texas. Get those drug companies. Get your $1 billion from Johnson & Johnson. But better yet, lock those people up. Huh? Get the felony convictions so that some of those drug company CEOs actually serve prison time, which is what they deserve. Hope you agree. But hey, if not, do the research yourself. Find out just how corrupt these drug companies really are and just how many felony crimes they commit in their quest for endless corporate profits. Share this video if you'd like others to see this message, and thanks for watching. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, reporting for naturalnews.com, where you can find more information every day. Check naturalnews.com for articles on big pharma and health freedom. Thank you. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider
of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.